Locker room chats continue here tonight. KNZA 103.9 FM. The basketball season is upon us. It's an exciting time, no doubt about it, here in Northeast Kansas. We continue our previews of our area teams. First go around, a lot more to come, but we continue with Perry LeCompton here, joined now by the Cause head coach for the boys team. That's Matt Simmons. It's presented by First State Bank as he gets set to take over another year here at Perry LeCompton. Coach, last year you started 5-3. Off to a really good start, but I know the year didn't end the way you particularly wanted it to, kind of limped into the postseason, but a lot of expectations for this year, a lot of great pieces coming back. Just talk about last year and how that kind of ended up for you.
Yeah, I think last year, you know, what happened is we just ran into the buzzsaw of the Big Seven. I mean, it's just several ranked opponents. You know, obviously, Royal Valley made it to the state championship last year, and, you know, just Sabetha was really good, and they, you know, got beat by Royal Valley to go to the state tournament, and we just ran into all those teams in bunches. There's no real excuses. I think it was really good for our team, and outside of that, I mean, we went to the Oskaloosa tournament and played Valley Falls, who beat us by 3 and was undefeated going to the state tournament. We played Paola, who was ranked at 4A, and we just took some hits, and but that group just kept battling through it. There was no excuses with them, and they kind of, you know, it was just up and down, and we'd win one and lose one, and we just could never string a few together. But I think our younger guys learned a lot in that process, and our seniors did a good job showing up to work every single day. You know, even though we didn't win as many games as we'd like, we still won a lot of games with a really tough schedule. So proud of our guys for last year, proud of our coaching staff for that first year here at Perry.
Yeah, you lose 5 seniors, but a lot of players return who got that varsity experience a year ago, and starting in the backcourt with a guy like Gunnar Ball, a senior guard, very, very good athlete, 17 points, 9 rebounds a year ago, all-league, all-state honors. I feel like it kind of starts with him. Kale Gorski's another kid up front who's a very athletic kid. Talk about those two and kind of the expectations for them.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Gunnar's ready to go. He had a little injury in football that made him sit out the last few games. You know, he's kind of slowly getting back into it. It's a finger on his left hand, and so he's trying to get that right with some PT and make sure he's ready to go. So we're just taking that easy and making sure we don't further injure it. And Kale Gorski's, you know, he was one of the guys who ran into some bumps last year, playing some really, really good players in the Big Seven with his first varsity experience. And I think he just grew through the process. He really he responded really well. He had some tough games, and then he had some games where he was just, you know, unbelievable, and we could see what he can become. And he really put in some work this summer, and he's been really, really good the first couple weeks of practice, and Gunnar has in the spots he's been able to play. And yeah, those two are really fired up, ready to go.
How about some other guys who we haven't really noticed or at least talked about here early on, maybe that you have some high expectations for as well? Who's some other guys that have kind of jumped off the page at you here early on heading into this year?
Yeah, we had who we thought was going to be our starting point guard, Reiki Thule, ended up moving out of the district. And so we have a sophomore, Eli Dean, who stepped up, and he got some varsity experience as a freshman, and we knew his future was bright, but he's going to have to get thrown into the fire pretty early. We have Cameron Kniper and his younger brother, Colton Kniper. They moved into the district from Silver Lake, and so we know just a little bit from their past, they're going to bring a lot to this team, and our guys have they've just fit in really well all together. Tyler Reed and is coming off the bench. He was a sophomore last year who got some play time at the end he deserved, and so we played him, and he surprised us, and he's fired up, ready for a junior year. And another kid, another senior, Ty Williams, didn't play last year, decided to wrestle. He's decided to come out. One of those guys we weren't sure about. He wasn't really sure, and he made the decision to come out. And, man, he's just been just a blessing. He's just a great kid, a true competitor. And, you know, it's a lot of returners, but, man, we almost have a brand-new team going into this year. And the first 2.5 weeks have been really solid.
What about the Big Seven? What's the overall takeaway going in? It's obviously one of the best leagues in terms of basketball year in and year out. As far as what you know going from last year to this year, what stands out about the Big Seven as a whole?
Well, you just know that there's great coaches. There's great players. You know, I don't know what it is, but I'm sure you could look at the last decade, and there's a Big Seven team that makes it to the state tournament, I'd imagine, almost every year at some capacity. And we know Sabetha's absolutely reloaded. Scott does a fantastic job with that group. They all, you know, you kind of can look around and see guys in the summer. That entire starting five played summer basketball together and had a great year in football. And, you know they're going to be good. Nemaha is always solid. And, you know, some of these other teams, you know, their JVs are really good and they graduate seniors and they seem like they just reload and they're ready to go for another year. You think they'd be down, but they just never are. And so the good thing is our guys coming back know how good the Big Seven is. And I think it prepares you. It prepares you for the postseason. It prepares you for tough games. And I think being in a league this good is only good for your program.
Well, and teams get to start games tonight, a full slate on Friday night. But you guys start with the Paola tournament next week, Fort Scott, Wellsville, Paola in that mix. I know that's a familiar tournament. I don't know if you know a whole lot about these teams, at least right now, as we kind of talk here tonight. But just what's kind of the prep here for the next few days, getting set for next week and getting set for that preseason tournament?
Yeah, as a coach, you know, I'm thrilled that I get this full week of practice and our players are ready to play someone besides themselves. But I'm glad, you know, we got a couple guys nicked up and they can use the extra days to heal and recover. But, you know, going into Paola, it's their tournament, you know, on Tuesday. So you're playing in front of their home crowd on their court. They had an amazing group last year, some college basketball players, baseball players, football players, all in that senior group. So that was their core. I'm not real sure, you know, what they'll have this year. So it'll be interesting to watch and see. And then Fort Scott battled us really well last year, and Wellsville, we beat them, but it came down to a buzzer, and they've got a really good returning group, and I saw that they were ranked in the preseason rankings. So, a tough slate, 3 games in 4 days is not easy, but I think our guys are fired up, ready to go to play anybody at this point.
Perry LeCompton boys basketball coach Matt Simmons joining us here, brought to you by First State Bank. Cause getting set for their start to the season. That'll be next week, next Tuesday, as they start that Paola tournament with Fort Scott, Wellsville, and Paola. As you mentioned, again, 3 games in 4 nights. Never easy, but you get a little bit extra time as teams do play games tonight and a full slate tomorrow as well. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Enjoy the rest of the week. We'll talk to you next week as well. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Looking forward to it.